This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Hour number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Mappers will join us at 3. We'll start simulcasting then. Take it all the way through 7 o'clock, though, because the Blitz out there in Vegas for the big fight that we keep talking about, we've got another giveaway still to go later in the show.
Oh, let's do one right now.
Oh, well, we got another giveaway right here.
I hold in my hand.
Do you need plans this weekend? Do you have plans this weekend?
Yeah.
Do you want plans this weekend? What better way to enjoy some free basketball on the beautiful campus of Rice University? There's your plans. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets available to you and your family. Not you, Joel.
Okay.
You can win. But you out there listening and your family to see Rice women's basketball take on North Texas Saturday with tip-off set for 2 p.m. inside Tudor Fieldhouse. See the Owls as they look to extend their 9-game home winning streak this weekend for free. We'll take caller number 5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Caller number 5, Rice women's basketball versus number 4 North Texas this weekend. Good luck.
It's Tudor. T-U-D-O-R, right?
What'd I say?
No, I know. I'm just saying. But if you're an owl, it could be Tudor. See what I did there?
It took me a minute.
See? I'm just having some fun with the owls.
I get it. Tutor. T-O-O-T-E-R.
Yeah. Tutor. T-U-D. Like what Taylor would sometimes call.
Right.
Yeah. Tutor.
Okay. I got it. All right. I finally caught up on the text line. You ready?
Sure.
I've got a few. I got rid of all the garbage, which was...
Was there some garbage?
Oh, there was a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a lot. This one says, weighed in with the wife today at the Gal Media offices. Boy, you're not kidding about the creepy dudes just staring. Also, that scale was high by 3 to 5 pounds. That was Justin. Okay. Oh, Justin, don't blame the scale. Wouldn't someone just pick out on a lot of food like Barry is the day or days before and gain weight temporarily to make the numbers look better at the end? Yeah, you know what that's called? It's called strategy.
Yep.
Don't hate on them. It's only cheating if you put stuff in your pockets. Like if you put rolls of quarters in your pockets, that's cheating.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. Just eat a lot. Drink some water like Tyler said yesterday. Be smart about it. Joel, don't listen to the haters. I really like it when you guys talk about your personal problems. It's usually funny and educational.
Thank you.
It's from All Texting, No Tweeting. I feel like he's in the minority when it comes to our personal problems.
No, okay. Well.
Nonstop snow since 7 a.m. Working and it sucks. That's from Steelers fan one.
Yeah, where is he now? Denver?
Denver, full time.
Yeah.
Shout out to the weight loss challenge. I deleted it. Shout out to the weight loss challenge. I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
I wish my company would sign up and fire my deadbeat coworker, Alan.
Jeez. At least he didn't call anybody out by name.
We could definitely lose that extra weight. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That's pretty funny. Hey, Barry, just tuned in the show, but did you take my advice and start masturbating to cure your ADD?
Personal information, isn't it?
If that were the case, I should not have ADD to begin with. So,
okay.
Thanks, but no. Obviously, that is not a cure for ADD. Obviously. Can you imagine OU Mike's face when he found out he was 75% Mexican?
It's pretty good.
Viva La Raza. Y'all are great. Really make my day of playing video games and smoking pot a lot more enjoyable. God, I envy you.
Jeez.
Man. You would not rather be at home right now smoking pot and playing video games.
I don't do drugs. And anymore. I don't play video games, remember?
Man.
So on that smoking pot subject though, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm driving home last night listening to the Blitz.
Okay.
And they were talking about how Pete Crate kind of went his own way and
didn't hang out with them.
Self-imposed alienation from the rest of them.
Really? So he just isolated himself? He said, I'm not hanging with you guys. I'm not a team player. I don't like y'all. I can't imagine Pete Crate not getting along with people. That's so weird. That's so unlike Pete Crate.
See, we didn't need all that.
To not get along
with
people.
I'm just saying. So he did his own thing.
Interesting.
AJ went his own way for dinner. Fred and Nick played poker. Nick won money in a poker tournament.
I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah. So
he
that
came
was
in fourth. Pretty sure he knocked Fred and AJ out.
He did. He lasted longer than them.
Or not knocked him out, but yeah, lasted longer.
So with all that, I'm listening. And then AJ said, well, tonight, Patrick Creighton is thinking about trying some weed. And no. I was like, there's no way he's smoking. And then AJ clarified it, and he said, no.
When, did he just mean like a salad?
He said, well, with a guy like Pat, when you can do edibles, he may be in. And then they started talking about if they made Whataburger edibles and all this other stuff. So they were going on it. So then Pat happened to text me on something, and I was like, hey, man, how'd Vegas go? What's going on? I said, I heard you might try some gummy bears or some edibles tonight. And he says, we will see. AJ and Nick want to see me get naked because I've never been.
Get naked?
Yeah. He was definitely already high at that point. If you
then he put just like baked, and I was like, Pat, what did you just say? And he goes, thanks, Siri, for making that really awkward. And I was like, oh, my God, Siri, that is a classic. I'd love to frame this right from Pat Creighton. AJ and Nick want to see me get naked because I've never been.
You should screenshot that and tweet it out.
Yeah. I'm not going that far.
Yeah, no, you should totally screenshot that and tweet it out. And by the way, I'm not buying the whole Siri thing.
No, that's
naked
that's
and
thing.
Baked. Naked and baked does not sound close.
It could be.
If you wanted to tell me it was a typo because the B and the A are next
typo,
to each other.
Yes, I, but like, if you're doing Siri. Speak to text, yeah, then probably.
Yeah, then if you're voice texting,
so we know he's lying. If he would have said, "Oh, that was I fat fingered it." Well, duh.
Okay. And you talk about me trying to rope people in and accuse me of things?
I mean, no, because the B and the N are next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
No,
You keep trying to convince people of what you really meant.
That's all I meant is that the B and the N, and then you fat finger it. And you, oops. That's all I was saying. But sure. I'm not buying the lie about Siri. And also, I totally believe Nick wants to see him naked.
See, you had to go there. But then on Facebook, he started posting pictures of some show at like Treasure Island or something like.
He went to some pirate show or something.
It was.
Weird.
And
oh
I'm going,
God.
You're in Vegas and that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
I mean, there's residencies with like top name performers. There's freaking, is the Beatles show still going on there? That was great. I don't know, but I just don't think I want to see a pirate show.
No, if I'm going to Vegas, guess what's not on my list?
Right.
Pirate show.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, matey, Treasure Island. What are you doing?
I see Tracy's using the video stream. She likes seeing our sexy faces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's one of the few.
Okay.
At the time she was filming, it's 17. Thanks, Tracy. We love you.
Yeah, and by the way, on Tracy's tweet yesterday, she asked for help with that you and I both tried to help her with. I found out something that I didn't know. I found out the long version, which I will save you from. But I told Lisa on the way home, hey, babe, we did something good that you'll appreciate. Well, we wanted people to try and foster these dogs for 2 to 4 weeks so that we can help out the local shelters. And she said, you know why they do that? And I was unaware of this. One of the things that they're doing now, because Houston has such an overpopulation with dogs, is they fly them to like Colorado or places where they don't have as many dogs because the adoptions happen real quick.
Right.
But in order for a dog to be eligible, they have to be out of a shelter for at least a minimum of 2 weeks to 4 weeks to prove that they can fit into family.
But you got a garage. Just take them all.
I have a friend who does
that. Kiss my ass, too. Because I don't need that big of a wolf pack.
She literally has probably like 15 dogs at her house. Like she fosters them.
Yes.
And it's
oh my God.
Turnover.
15. I bet her house smells like a
I'm sure it does.
Big old pile of dog crap.
She basically cleared out her whole backyard and she put in the field turf.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
So it's
easier to clean up.
Drainage.
It doesn't kill the grass.
Yeah.
It drains better.
Like she can just hose it down. It'll drain away.
Oh.
There's like gravel and stuff underneath.
Oh, so it's kind of like a French drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing. And she, I think she has a, not maybe like a partnership or like she fosters dogs and sends them up to Wisconsin, your home turf.
Thanks.
Mm.
There's the picture from Pete Crate going to the show at Excalibur.
It's like a wizard. Is that Merlin?
There's wizards and pirates.
Oh my God. That's what you're doing in Vegas, Pete Crate. There's whores and weed, bro. What are you doing?
There's jousting.
There's whores and weed. Get yourself together. You're married. Go get a whore.
The next time I go to Vegas.
Ashton, I'm sure, liked that picture. There's jousting.
The next time I go to Vegas, if there's Blue Man Group, if there's a Blue Man Group show, I'm going to go see that.
Really?
Yeah. But probably take edibles.
You wouldn't
before.
Go see. Well, okay. I might have to take acid to go to a Blue Man Group.
I went to
or shrooms.
The one that was at Caesar's Palace. a few years ago. It was Absinthe or something. It was one of those like big top, like it was a boutique.
Yeah.
Circus or whatever. It was small, but it was actually really cool. We were very drunk watching that. It was okay. Fun. It was like a comedy show.
There's a bunch of shirtless men running around in this show.
So there's strippers, whores, and weed, and he's watching Merlins and topless dudes ride horses.
Well, that's weird.
With their sword in their hand.
Nice.
I will say this, Tyler. The Cirque show that I mentioned, the All You Need Is Love Beatles show in Vegas, is really, really good.
Yeah, see,
it was great.
You get stoned and watch that stuff.
You guys.
It was good, man.
I don't go to any. I took my wife to a show. But I mean,
if I saw the Stones in Vegas. They were great.
See, that's the stuff I would do. If I'm in Vegas by myself, I'd go to the Stones. I'd go see comedians that have residencies or like George Wallace. I'd catch one of his shows. I'm not going to watch a bunch of naked dudes ride a horse.
No.
I think AJ is going to see ZZ Top tomorrow.
Okay.
That's good.
That's way better than watching Merlin.
Yeah.
That's just high or not. That's weird.
All right. We're going to continue to roll on. Again, more giveaways coming later. Coming up next, we're going to have our second clip of the Friday, the FEF Friday, for our Comedian of the Week. So we'll get you that and a whole lot more. Coming up next, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I buy a lot of dumb stuff off Groupon. I bought a pedicure off of there the other day, and 2 days after my pedicure, one of my toenails fell off. And I was upset about it. I went back to the place. I said, hey, what are you going to do about this? You made my toenail fall off. And they said, well, next time you come back in, we'll give you 10% off. I said, are you doing that because you feel bad or because I only have 90% of my toenails left? I'm lactose intolerant. If you don't know what that means if I eat dairy products, I give birth to an anaconda out of my ass. And it's horrible. It's the worst disorder that no one is trying to cure. No one cares about it, right? Nobody's dumping buckets of ice water on their head on Facebook for it. There's no fun runs. It's just the runs. It's horrible. No one cares.
Owen Dunn, our comedian of the week. Barry gave you a little backstory already, but funny dude. And I was unaware of the fact that he used to intern here.
Yep. Used to be an intern here. Called in one time on the Sunday show, and it was absolutely hilarious. It was during Texan season when they were like 2-14. And he was like, hey, guys, just letting you know I'm calling from the garage. And there was, like, the sound of the car. He was like, it's starting to get dark in here. I'm getting sleepy, guys. Like, he killed himself on air. Very funny, dude. Victor Tran, one of the comedians that we featured before, said, is this Owen's coming back or his return party? And no, he's not coming out of retirement or anything like that. But I wanted to feature him because when I first started, a lot of the comedians in town – And I get it now why, but they would ignore me. They weren't nice. They weren't like, oh, it's just not that way when you first start. Owen was one of the few guys that actually was nice to me and befriended me and was cool to me early on. So I had to show some respect and some love to him.
Cool.
So I did.
And he is funny.
And he is funny. Yeah, very funny. Great writer. This has been going on. This is funny. So, you know who Matt Harib is, right?
Yes, yes.
He does the... What does Matt do? He does the evening shows?
He does catch up, and he is...
Overnights.
You know he is... He and I are neck and neck with people around here amongst the biggest ketchup lovers on the planet.
Okay, but he does overnights for SB Nation, right, yep. Tyler?
He does.
Because I've done his show. Sends out reports to all of our networks.
The updates.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sports so, update. When I was doing the podcast, the 15... You can find it on all of your podcasts, including iTunes. Like it, subscribe, and rate it. When I was doing the 15, I had my headphone adapter in there and then forgot to get it. Well, he had the studio next. when I went back to get the adapter, he was gone and it was gone.
Uh-oh.
And you, as you know, those things are like gold. Like, you literally gold. Like, you in this business, a headphone adapter is
You and I have been through this before. Yep.
So I got his number from Nick, but he doesn't have my number. So I just texted him and I said, I know you have my gold headphone adapter. And he said, who is this? I said, I have a very specific set of skills and I will get it back. So I just went straight Liam Neeson and Taken. I said, I have a very specific set of skills and I will get it back. He said, come get it. I dare you. Now he's mocking me right out the chute. I said, this is not a game. I know where you work. I will get you. He said, $500 for your adapter. Those are my terms. He has no idea it's me, by the way.
You sure?
He has no idea. He does at the end, but right now he's telling me $500. I said, I will destroy your headphones one ear at a time, starting with the left. He said, congratulations. The price just went up.
That's great.
$500 and a pint of your first child's blood. I like seeing my enemies suffer. I said, your stuff will come up missing if I don't get my adapter back. He said, oh, I'm shaking in my boots. I said, you should be. Then this son of a gun sent me a picture of my adapter holding it. Like, yeah, I do have it, bitch.
Wow.
He said, your adapter is safe. As you can see, no harm has been done. Your price is now $600. My mailbox, you have 24 hours. I'm the one making the demands here, Matt. I said, you know what? My skills make me a nightmare for people like you. If you return my adapter, that will be the end of it. Also, a direct quote from Taken. He said, even if I don't want to return it, even if I did return it, how would I know where to put it? Come out of the shadows and reveal yourself, you coward. Like, this is so great. I was like, just leave it at the front desk. He's like, on one condition. Are you ready to hear my condition? And I never responded because I didn't want to like walk into something. So I just didn't respond. He's like, check your mailbox, funny man. So he figured it out, I think.
Okay.
And then he's like, next time you see me, you owe me a beer. So I got it back. Sometimes you got to go Liam Neeson on some fools.
Yeah, dude, he and I were bonded by ketchup.
Really?
Yep, because I found
that's
out
a weird thing.
Because everybody thought that Harib was as big a ketchup eater as me, and then I had brought ketchup in the station, and people used like 3/4 of the bottle I brought in and never replaced it. And everybody said it was Harib, and he was like, he actually had ways of proving it wasn't, and we both know that it's Heinz ketchup and no others, as we've talked about.
Nice.
And I was like, this dude gets it. I like
you're
it.
Like, now that guy's a
that
good...
That guy right
that's
there.
A good egg. That
he
Matt.
Gets it.
Good pretty egg. Sure he eats more ketchup than you, though.
Ooh, that sounds like a challenge.
It's fine.
Should we have a ketchup eating challenge between you two?
Oh, my God. I would love to see
just
that.
Just straight... Could you eat straight ketchup? Could you just...
I could. It doesn't really sound appetizing.
No,
I don't like it like that. It's would, like the yeah, people that do maple syrup or, you know, chocolate sauce, and they, like, guzzle the whole thing. I don't like ketchup like that. I like it to change the flavor of things that I otherwise maybe wouldn't eat.
Would you, do you eat
or just, enhance it?
Do you just eat straight tomatoes?
I can. The cherry tomatoes.
You know, oh, I'm talking about big-ass tomatoes.
No, I would not you eat it like an apple.
I've done that before. You put a little salt and pepper on it?
No.
Yeah, my niece used that's to do it. I just, to me, you got to... No.
Eat it like an,
eat
apple.
Like an apple? No. Yeah.
The weirdest is when people eat an onion like an apple. Have you ever seen that?
I have.
You're like,
wasn't there
what?
Some basketball player who did that?
I don't know about that. Yeah, that gesture you're doing with your hands is a little inappropriate, but I don't know that I've ever seen anybody eat, a basketball player eat an onion.
Yeah, that's weird.
But, I mean, think about that. I mean, and I used to think it was a farce with the onions and making your eyes water, but that's no joke either. So if you eat it like an apple...
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. Now, I will tell you this. I don't know if this is an old wives' tale or not, but I do this for my wife all the time when she's cutting onions. Put a spoon in your mouth. Just get you a spoon, not a plastic spoon.
That's not an old wives' tale?
A silverware. Get a piece of silver, a spoon, put it in your mouth. It's supposed to prevent your eyes from watering.
Really?
While you cut onions. Yep.
See, I'm a huge onion. I love onions, too.
Yeah, so when you cut onions, try it next time. Put a spoon in your mouth. Also,
okay.
I have the cure for hiccups if you want it.
Okay, what's that?
The cure for hiccups. Get you like a, not those, you know how we all have the short glasses and the tall glasses, like the, when you mm-hmm. buy a set? Mm-hmm. Get a tall glass of water and drink it from the opposite side. So instead of drinking it normally, go to the backside and you have to kind of bend over to get the, to like lean forward to get the water. Drink it from the opposite side, your hiccups will go away. 100%
your cleanup
guaranteed.
Time will be enhanced. Nope. In fact, you spill
you
all
spill
over
it.
The place.
You won't spill it. 100% guaranteed your hiccups will go away. 100% guaranteed. Remember me next time you get hiccups, get a glass of water and do that.
Tyler, you need to... he's beating the hell out of this desk.
Remember me.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Trey's here. I got to go get Trey. Let's go to break.
I don't know if I buy that one.
I swear to you it works. I swear to you.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, you can. It's real easy. Look, you just...
No, I got my... Don't touch my glass there, germaphobe. I'll try it during the break.
I'll show you at the break. It's easy.
All right,
you gotta do it on camera.
Right now, before we go to break, I do want to tell you about my good friends over at Infuse Energy. Josh Pestikoff, his staff, doing a fantastic job. I switched to Infuse Energy about a year ago, a little over a year ago. I'm telling you, the results, they're unbelievable. I saved thousands on my bill year to year in the last 12 months. And I'm not lying. They really take the time to find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for a business or your family? And find the right rate and the right deal for you with them. All you got to do to see if I'm right or wrong, log on to infuseenergy.com, or better yet, give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit. You're going to get a human being on the phone and not an automated system, because they want to know answers to their questions so they can set you up with the best deal possible. And the fact of the matter is, they're 100% honest, which means in the rare occasion that there's competition out there that can beat their rates and prices, they're going to let you know, because they want you to realize, like a trusted friend, they are here for you to do everything that needs to be done so that you can trust them and know you have an energy company that always has your back. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. And it is an F Yeah Friday on The Suspects. Therefore, F stands for fun, as in our comedian of the week, which we've had two clips already on Owen Dunn, but we have one more coming up at 3:15. Stay tuned for that. F also for fights, because we've got a big fight this weekend. Nick is there, the Blitz is there, and Barry, you have someone here that wants to break it all down for the suspect.
Yeah, Trey joining us again. Trey, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Trey from Vortex, who last time, what was the fight last time that we had you for?
Tyson Fury and Wilder.
And Trey nailed that, which shouldn't surprise you. It's not like you just train. You actually fought. You were you fought in the Army, Olympic alternate. So you know the sport of boxing. How long have you been around boxing? When did
you start?
I've
been in love with boxing. That's been a love affair that's been going on since I was about 3 years old. I started competing when I was 19, but from 19 to 27, I logged 150 fights. Fought international a dozen or so times. I'm well versed in this boxing game. Sometimes I think it's what I know best.
Right. So, I was amazed at how accurate you were on that last fight. And I mean, it was literally like you drew up the game plan for both guys and they followed it. So,
yeah, if you'd have listened to me, if it wasn't for the judges, you might have come up on some money, man.
Yeah, I wanted to get you back for this one because this is another big one for the boxing community.
Sure.
Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner going down this weekend. And you and I kind of got into it yesterday at Vortex.
Yes, we did.
Because we disagree, which I know I'm probably going to be wrong on this. I have a feeling you've seen a little more boxing than me.
Yeah, man.
And especially currently. But I came out right away and said, look, I saw even just the face-off promotional videos that you've seen of Pacquiao and Broner. Why does Pacquiao have a gut? Why am I that worries me.
You know what, man? That gut is going to come off magically. As soon as they hit those weigh-ins, that gut might have been there 2 days before the weigh-ins, but it is gone now. You better believe it. That man is a professional. He knows exactly what he needs to do.
But as you get older, it gets harder to lose weight. You know that. You probably cut as well, and you know the whole deal about cutting weight. But in your 40s, not only is it harder to lose weight, but it's harder to cut that weight and then recuperate from it. So how is that going to affect Manny Pacquiao?
Absolutely. I'm letting you know, be the first one. The key word is professional. That man knows exactly what he does. He knows how he pays his bills. Conditioning is not going to be a factor. It is not going to be a problem. Age slows speed. Power is the last thing to leave you in this boxing game. Look for Manny Pacquiao to pull out this 12-round decision. You mark my words, you heard it here.
Wow. First.
So you have Pacquiao winning, and I told you I didn't think so because I thought he was old and slow and has a gut like
Santa. Well, Vegas agrees with me too now.
Yeah. And if you're keeping up with that, Pacquiao minus 300. Broner actually went up. When you came in, you're like plus 235. Like, you knew right away, but it's actually moved up a little bit. Vegas Insider has it at plus 250 as their consensus. So yeah. It's the gap is widening. I think at least the public anyways is coming in and taking some of that action on Pacquiao.
Styles make fights, Barry. And if you know anything about this game, you know that Manny Pacquiao is a mover. He's not only a southpaw, a lefty, but he is a mover. Adrian Broner is a stationary counterpuncher. Yes, Manny Pacquiao has had problems in the past with counterpunchers, but the thing about Manny Pacquiao is that when he puts his combinations together, there is no space in between his punches. He's not a typical combination puncher with one punch is coming from one side, then the other as you're pulling your hand back into the defense. There is no space. 3, 4, 5 punches at a time are coming with no space between those punches. You can't counterpunch between that unless you're beating that man to the punch. And there's the trump card. Manny Pacquiao's feet. He is an in-and-out mover. Adrian Broner, when he was winning world championships at the lighter weight classes, he used to move. He would throw his counter punches, beat his man to the punch, and then move to the left or to the right on angles. We haven't seen that Adrian Broner in about 5 years or so, especially since he started fighting at 140. He is a 140-pound fighter. He is not a welterweight. Both of these guys are blown up, but we've seen Manny Pacquiao's power rise as he's moved up in weight.
So you think the my theory on getting slowed down is actually affecting Broner more because he's gone up in weight?
Yes.
And you've seen it. You're saying exactly. I mean, I don't watch a lot of his fights.
Adrian Broner's actually a good friend of mine. He's spent a lot
Well, that's inside info you didn't tell me you had.
Well, it's the truth, man. We've sat down at a few dinners. He sparred a lot of my former teammates in the Army World Class Athlete Program. He used to have all of his fight camps in Colorado Springs at our WCAP gym. If you look at any tapes on YouTube of Adrian Broner, half of them will say U.S. Army on the walls of the places he's training at. Mike Stafford, all those guys, they used to train with us. Coach Bashir Abdullah, who's the Team USA 2-time Olympic head coach for the Athens Games and the Beijing Games. We all know each other pretty well. So, I mean, I hate to say it. I wouldn't say he's a best friend of mine.
But I like the honesty. Because a lot of guys that know somebody, they're going to come in and be like, yeah, that dude's going to lose. I mean, like, if I knew him and he was my friend, I'd be like, I think he's got a good shot. I mean, it won't surprise me if he wins, but it won't surprise me. You know, you're going to walk the line. You're just like, nah, he's going to lose. He doesn't have.
You can't bet with your heart and your emotions, and there's no friends in this business. Nothing but truth comes out between those ropes.
Well, you got that right. My question is then, because you're so adamant about Pacquiao pulling this thing out, is what's the biggest difference between the biggest disappointment, which was Pacquiao, Mayweather, everybody wanted it when they were in their prime, and they said, well, both guys were past their prime. Absolutely. And that was one that was kind of a snoozer. But you think, with all that being said, he still has something else in the tank.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have my own opinions about why the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight didn't materialize when it should have. Mayweather's not stupid. He calculated and plotted his course through these boxing ranks methodically. He knew exactly what he was doing. Manny Pacquiao, I will say this, for a lot of years, he started his professional boxing career at strawweight. That's 106 pounds. Now he's fighting at 147. Heavyweight power, the equivalent of heavyweight power carrying itself through those weight classes. You don't do that without a little bit of help. And I think the fight, as it started to first be talked about, it came to a head when Floyd said, okay, we're going to subject you to Olympic drug testing, and we need 2 weeks out, we need some blood. All of a sudden, it was, oh, we don't have the money, the numbers aren't right, the promotion's not right, and the fight didn't materialize till many, many years later. So that's my theory. I'm not going to go ahead and say that I think Manny Pacquiao is a juicer, but that weight in this game doesn't carry across that many weight classes without a little bit of assistance and help.
Mm. So how do you see the fight going? Is this, I mean, we know you think Pacquiao's going to win. I mean, is he going to knock Broner out? Does this go to the distance?
No. What's going to happen? Like I said, he doesn't have the help that he once did. And Adrian Broner is too stubborn.
That's why he's fat.
That may be. But Adrian Broner is too stubborn and arrogant a person. If Marcos Maidana could not knock Adrian Broner out and keep him down, Manny Pacquiao won't be able to do it. Marcos Maidana is a harder puncher than Manny Pacquiao. Now, I will say this. Adrian Broner is going to get humiliated. He's going to get embarrassed. Wow. He's going to get frustrated.
Humiliated?
Yeah, he may. He may get a lucky left hook in similar to what he did to Sean Porter when Manny Pacquiao jumps in, but he's not going to be able to consistently beat Manny Pacquiao to the punch. He's going to get decisioned.
I mean, he's got 24 knockouts in 38 fights. Can he knock out Manny Pacquiao?
It's possible. I mean, this is boxing.
It's puncher's chance, yeah, right? Everybody's got a button.
Yeah, any punch connects, then it is definitely possible. Now, the likelihood of that connecting is going to be dictated by the feet, and Manny Pacquiao has the better feet. He dictates where the exchanges are going to happen in that ring tomorrow.
Interesting. So, does it go the distance?
Yes.
It goes all 12?
Look for a 12-round decision from Manny Pacquiao. Now, if you refer to my analysis of the Wilder-Fury fight, I said that Wilder was going to beat the brakes. I know that Tyson Fury was going to beat the brakes off of Deontay Wilder on what? A stiff jab, footwork, and savvy defense. And that's exactly what happened. Now, the judges being set aside, we can't help that. But I think the whole world knows who won that fight.
Does that bother you that judges oftentimes have a play in boxing and it's usually wrong?
It does, man. And because for the new fan, it's hard to gain an interest and fall in love with something. This is what I love, and I hate to see it risen to the level of corruption. Boxing is the only sport where you'll see the promoters at dinner with the referees the week of the fight.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's
not good.
It's not good at all, and it hurts the fan base. From lifelong boxing fans have switched over to MMA because the matchmaking is truer. Yeah, there's bad decisions in MMA, but they're fewer and further between. Boxing, it's hard. It's corrupt. It's almost like it was the 40s again when the mob was running it. It was actually a little cleaner because you knew there were fixed fights, but you knew that the deserving guys were going to get their title shot eventually.
Have you heard who the judges are? And I know we're going to go to break in just a second, Tyler, but have you heard who the judges are? Because that matters, right? I mean, in a fight like this, it matters.
Yes. I have not heard who the judges are for this particular fight, but I'm willing to bet that one's going to be from Vegas, one from Mexico. And that's usually how it is because they favor the come forward fighter, and then that third is an anomaly.
One from Russia,
yeah, right.
Do you have a preference on who you like? Is there judges out there that you'd love to see at a fight like this?
Not particularly. The judges
they can all be bought.
And judges. I mean, and if it's left up to human error, it can't. Anybody can be bought, just like you said. But if it's left up to human error, that comes down to your opinion of what the sport is actually about. Professional boxing is a completely different sport than amateur boxing.
Yeah.
And if you got a judge from Mexico that come forward brawling Mexican style, that judge 9 times out of 10 is going to give that 10-9 round to the fighter who's merely coming forward.
Even if there's a counterpuncher who's sitting back, landing better shots, crisper shots.
Perfect example was the Wilder Fury fight.
Yeah.
And that Mexican judge had Deontay Wilder up by 5 rounds in that fight, even though every step forward he took, he was eating 2 or 3 punches for his trouble.
Crazy.
Hey, how can the people find you, Trey? I know where you're at Vortex, but tell them a little bit about Vortex and where else they can find you.
So I'm at Houston's newest boutique fitness studio. It's called Vortex. We're right on West Gray, just outside of River Oaks. We do boxing bag classes along with spinning classes, but we do it in a club-type environment. The lights are low. We've got lasers and flashers all over the ceiling, and we do it to a banging soundtrack. It's a lot of fun. Come out and see us. And I'm also at...
Yesterday was West Coast. Hip-hop.
We did a West Coast class.
We were in there training to Snoop Dogg and Tupac.
Ice Cube and some NWA.
Ice Cube, Eazy-E. Nice. Yeah, it was dope.
It was fun, man. And people really get into it. It's in a small enclosed room, but you have 4 feet by 5 foot space that you can hit your bag on. So nobody's touching anybody, but it's close enough that we can feed off of each other's energy.
Where else can they find you before we go?
They can find me at O Athletic, High Performance Sports Facility / Health Club in the Heights, owned by Adrian Peterson and Trent Williams from the Washington Redskins. And you can also find me at 7-Eleven Fit Corporate Gym downtown, owned by Risher Fitness Management.
That's it, man. Do you have like a Twitter or anything? People can look you up on there and ask you boxing questions?
Yes, it's Trey Vortex on Instagram. That's my Instagram.
There you go, at Trey Vortex on Instagram. And thank you for coming out. If you're wrong, I'm swear to God, I'm coming out Tuesday.
I'm sure I'll hear it.
I'm
going
to talk
Barry.
So much mess to you on Tuesday at Vortex.
Thank you so
Trey,
much.
Trey, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you being here. This is Usual Suspects. We'll be back right after this. ESPN 97.5. Like it's all ages. I've seen budding careers turn to sit around and talk about other careers, judging their peers. Knowledge from
warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Throw your hands high, wave them side to side.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Knee Deep Hour number 2, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Great segment right there from Trey, with Trey from Vortex, breaking down that big fight this weekend. And speaking of that big fight this weekend, we told you the Blitz is there, Nick is there, Pacquiao, Broner, Saturday night. Well, hey, we've been sitting on this one, but what better time to give away a commemorative Pacquiao Broner autographed Everlast boxing glove and a code to actually see the fight that we were just previewing. We're going to do that right now. If you're under a rock and don't know, the fight is Saturday, 8 Central. Welterweight superstars returning to the ring. It's 8-time champ Manny Pacquiao, 4-time champ Adrian Broner, two of the biggest stars in boxing. One big fight on pay-per-view. You get a pay-per-view code and you get an autographed boxing glove. Dude, Pacquiao the legend, that glove is going to have some value to it. We'll take caller number 9, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 9, you get the autographed glove, and you get to see the fight on pay-per-view.
Get on it. I didn't get the gentleman's name, but there's a guy in the lobby weighing in, and I hopped over there to weigh in, which, by the way, she wrote it down, your weight. So it's on the list. I weighed in. Yesterday, I was 205.2. Today, wearing less clothes, 207.2.
Well, look what you ate when you're on your way in.
I need a really good poop right about now. 207, Joel. My God. I hadn't been that's... Whew, I'm going to eat some tacos this weekend, and then it's on. I got to get back in shape. But, yeah, a lot of folks chiming in on the Trey segment where he's joining us, breaking down the fights last segment. Really liked it. Lauren Pope said, man, that Trey dude, that his knowledge and passion makes me interested in boxing. He's good. He is very passionate.
I said, and the other thing is he's very well-spoken. A lot of guys get see the red light or hear Tyler in your ear or tense up or just, you know, have the thought process but don't articulate it. He's very articulate.
Yeah, he said, Dr. Runberg said, could y'all have that guy on weekly? I'm not a boxing fan, but now I want to watch it after that breakdown. Good stuff. Yeah, and again, I would have been a little more hesitant if he wasn't so right about the last fight. That's how you know he knows his stuff. You can't help what the judges do, but he called the fight exactly. So I'll be interested because I'm on the complete opposite end of what he said. Which means I'm probably really wrong.
So you're Mike Greenberg in the fight game? Because Mike Greenberg's reputation is whoever he picks, the exact opposite's going to win.
That's probably, so. Yeah. Brandon White has said, Barry, I'm going to need a video of this hiccup cure. I don't understand your way of explaining it. You said it was impossible to do.
It's damn near. I tried it. You saw it. I tried it during the break.
Yeah.
It ain't easy, but I don't know how whatever you're contorting yourself to do gets rid of the hiccups.
Drink over the backside of the cup. Which, by the way, the text line, somebody said they use a toothpick when they cut onions. They use somebody else a chewing gum.
A toothpick?
Yeah.
And no, then, not to cut the onions, but just to have in your mouth.
Hold you, yeah. Okay. And then there's these texts. That hiccup thing is real, man. I was just telling my wife and kids about it, and they don't believe me. I wish they were in the car. I'm with you, Barry. Barry is 100% correct.
See how these get to the top of the list, Tyler?
It works. Every time I get the hiccups, it works. Barry, you're so freaking right, man. That is 100% cure. Been drinking water upside down since I was a kid. You guys think
I've never heard of it before?
I've heard of. Have you heard of whenever you're cutting onions, if you light a candle?
No.
Then it.
That sounds like something my wife would say.
You sure that's not?
That's something that comes from the old country.
You sure now we're back to the fart conversation and not the onions?
Like a match?
Yeah, the candle.
They might smell the same.
That's like my wife would be like, just put an egg under the bed and it'll cure whatever's wrong with you. That's the same type of thing. Yeah, it's like...
Old wives' tale?
Yeah, well, you know, family's from Mexico, so I guess it would be Mexican voodoo.
What was the horror? Yeah, it is like Mexican voodoo.
Voodoo, but there's a name for it.
There's a lady who, like, it keeps that lady away.
I can't remember
that. They made a movie about it, and it was like...
I know what you're talking about.
There was somebody on Twitter who was like...
She's told me stories about it, though.
I can't believe they made a movie about
this. Like, her family members would do it, and they would put the egg under the pillow or the bed, and then they crack it, and everything in there is, like, black and like, because it's supposed to, I guess, purify you. I don't know. That, you're asking a white boy. She would be better
suited. Have her put it on your heels.
My heels?
Yeah, when you're in bed. Stop all that cracking and my razor blades that rip your sheets.
That's just a pedicure. That's how you fix Man. That. Every time I hear Nick's name, all I can think is fart.
You did that.
I told my 12. I didn't do that.
You created Fart Sharara.
I told my 12-year-old about the nickname, and he almost peed himself laughing. Fart Sharara is a good name. And the only reason I said that was because of Booger McFarlane. I said, Tyler's looking at me like, yeah, where did Fart Sharara come from? Did you know? Because I said Booger McFarlane, that's a stupid-ass name. That would be like, because he flicked boogers. That would be like if Nick farted a lot, and we called him Fart Sharara. So that's all that is. That's which fight are you more interested in, Pac-Man's or Dillashaw's? I'm not really interested in that Dillashaw fight. I think Henry Cejudo's a boring fighter. I saw him coming up in Legacy,
yeah,
and he always missed weight, and it made me hate that dude.
But speaking of weight, the thing that's fascinating to me is Dillashaw going to all these different weight classes. He's up, he's down, he's bouncing around.
And then shows up looking like a complete turd with those glasses. And I was like, I hope both, you know what, I hope double knockout.
And this is a big fight for ESPN.
They punch each other at the same time and they both get knocked out.
This is big because this is their debut ESPN UFC deal. Yeah, they got a new belt and everything.
Yeah, I won't be watching it. I'm probably going to watch the Pacquiao fight instead.
Okay.
Especially after Trey's
breakdown. Well, now that you guys each have a side to pick and
pumped up about that.
There you go.
Joel, do they give vouchers with those dogs? Remember we were talking earlier about adopting the dogs and or not adopting but fostering them so that they can be shipped other places. And they said, do they give vouchers with those dogs? I'm broke, but would like to help, or you can sponsor.
I'm not going to personally sponsor because thanks to my wife, I sponsor half the dogs in Houston. But I will tell you this. There are plenty of rescue groups that actually supply food for dogs. And if you're willing to help out a dog that ends up with a lifelong home, I can put you in touch. Tweet me at Pac-Man Joel, and I can put you in touch with some of those groups that might be able to help so that we can work something out if you really are serious about it, because it is. It's for a good cause, and it's very much appreciated.
Somebody says it's called Ojo for the egg. No, that's not Ojo.
No.
Ojo is just like the evil eye. Like if you see something, you know what Ojo is, right?
No.
Ojo means eye.
Yeah. Ojo is like when you see, I've actually told this as a joke on stage before, but let's say you're at, because this happened with me and Nora at a Walmart. She saw this cute little girl and the little girl had pigtails. She's like, oh, her pigtails are cute. And then she walked up and touched them. And the reason they do that in Mexican culture is they think if you don't go touch it, if you say, oh, that's a nice sweater. And then you don't touch it, it gives it ojo, and then like you'll rip your sweater or you'll spill food on it and ruin it, and you gave it ojo because you should have touched it.
Well, I think that's what he was saying. His daughter.
No. They were saying the egg was for ojo. No, the egg is not for ojo.
Whatever. That's El Jefe and Colts fan Jose
on Twitter.
La Llorona.
Yeah, whatever
that's
that
the
means.
Name of the crying lady.
That sounds like the whitest.
But it's also like
that. You don't really want any compliments anymore? You don't want anybody touching you?
It's an urban legend.
Right?
It's an urban legend?
It's not an urban legend. It's whatever. It's
the egg part isn't. That's like...
Both of these are like big in Hispanic culture.
Yes. Especially the egg and the ojo and all that. Because when my wife... And then there's like the ojo venado, which is like a deer's eye that you put in your car or wherever you don't want to get ojo. So like I'll have a deer's eye in my car. People will wear it as a necklace.
Like...
How do you not know any of this, married to Lisa? She's got to know about all this.
The she just deer's didn't... eye?
Yeah, you've never heard of this? Oh,
no.
My God. You're married to a Mexican woman and you don't know this?
No. Wow. I'm actually thankful in some ways.
Yeah.
But if I find something really odd in like my underwear drawer or something like the hell you doing? I heard about this.
You got to immerse yourself in the Mexican culture, Joel.
I thought I already was in many ways, but I guess not in every way. So that's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got two in the books. We still have an hour to go. So we still have one more giveaway to get to as well. And we'll continue to roll. We have one more clip from our Comedian of the Week coming up at 3:15. So we've got that to look forward to, too. And the Sports Mappers are going to join us next. So we're having all kinds of fun on an FEF Friday here on The Usual Suspects, and we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. So we'll be back with hour number three coming up right around the corner right here on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.